Welcome back to another episode of Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at RBN. It's April the 15th. Well, that kind of sounds like tax day, doesn't it? April 15th, 2021. I do believe, though, it's been postponed till later on due to the so-called COVID-19 pandemic. And the results of all these government restrictions. I refuse to say that COVID-19 has done anything. I maintain that government has done all the harm that's been done has been done by government restrictions and government mandates, and mostly unlawful government mandates. So that even brings up the question, what's more dangerous, a virus or unlawful government activity, government out of its constitutional confines? So this is our real problem in the world today, is not viruses, not acts of God, not storms, not any of that. The real harm, not even this so-called global warming thing, not a coming asteroid, any solar problems, none of that. The real problem, the real danger to society and to life on Earth is unlawful government. And that's why we're seeking it here in this program. We're trying to find out what is lawful government. And, you know, I just saw an article, and I just saw the headlines of it. It was put out, I believe, by the New American Magazine, and that they said now that they've been called anti-government. You know, well, anytime I hear that word anti-government, I know that somebody is spinning an agenda, spinning the wrong idea out there. Because anti-government, there's only, you know, I will define what anti-government is. That's an anarchist. And believe it or not, we do have lots of anarchy out here today. I mean, let me correct that. We have lots of people that believe in anarchy, and what they're calling this doctrine they call anarchy. But now that I've opened this up a little bit, I will describe what my view of true anarchy is. Those who believe and promote anarchy believe that there's no such thing as lawful government. It doesn't exist. It never has existed and never will exist. And those who seek it are unevolved and are barbaric. Because if they were evolved and knew better, they would know that all government is unlawful and illegal and doesn't exist, never has. And so, but my view of what anarchy is the absence of lawful government, not just the absence of government. And that's what they're actually saying, that you don't have anarchy until there is no such thing as government at all. or any pretension of government, or no one doing any nothing that even looks like government. That's what they believe is anarchy. Well, that's an absurdity in reality, because government, we should adopt the idea that government is lawful government. But no, we have to qualify that these days, because any people that run around looking like government and giving edicts and commandments and all of that and mandates, that doesn't mean it's lawful. That doesn't mean those people have authority to do so, because they have many times they have not maintained the constitutional provisions that allows them to act for us or to have authority to act for us. So anarchy then is the absence of lawful government, not the absence of anything that looks like government. So you can see, if you have unlawful state governments like we have here in Texas, and if you have in other states of the union, and if you have an unlawful federal government, which we have here, and all these states, many of the states, I know Texas has done this, they've altered the provisions of the Constitution by law without amendment. That's called dissolution. Once that occurs, that's the end of the lawful government. That means they are no longer acting with the authority of the people. And nothing they can do, nobody in government can correct that, because once they've lost their authority, they have no authority to correct it or create new government. They are simply people sitting in dissolved offices, like you and me, like anybody else. So what do we have here in America? All those people that are wanting anarchy have got it. That's really what this is. We have overlapping governments that are dissolved with no authority. Well, that's just a band. You got one band of tyrants over here and another band of tyrants over there, and they're all exercising authority they don't have. Well, I'm sorry, friends, but that's just called anarchy. We're in the midst of anarchy right now. So, now I've forgotten my main train that I was going to get on here by getting, I remember what it was. We had this, this article that said the New American Magazine was anti-government. Well, you know, again, that tells you they're trying to spin something. They don't tell you enough information. Obviously that, the New American is probably, like me, seeking lawful government. They're not opposed to government. I'm not opposed to government at all. I'd love to have some government, some real lawful government. Wouldn't it be wonderful to have real lawful government confined to its constitutions and maintaining the provisions of it, maintaining their authority by not violating the terms of their contract with the people, the social contract. That'd be fantastic. I mean, what a world. Wouldn't you like to live there? Shouldn't we be living there? Don't we have a God-given right to seek lawful government and to want it and to seek after it if we don't have it? Well, now, you know, it's unfair, it's corrupt, and it's decisive, and it's criminal to call people that are questioning government activity or illegal government activity as anti-government. And this has been, this term, anti-government, has been used over and over by the FBI and people in government and the Homeland Security, and all these people have been misusing or using a term inappropriately that is not descriptive of what these people are doing. It's not anti-government to question point out where those pretending to be government are not conforming to their constitutional provisions. And to do that is not, to point that out is not anti-government. It is pro-lawful government. It is seeking lawful government. And so I just wanted to put that to bed right there. Now, today, by the way, I'm not just loaded with, I don't have one particular thing I'm going to address. We're going to address a multitude of things, or a few things anyway. One of them is this, I saw here at the RBN website, the Pentagon has produced a COVID-detecting implant. And I believe this this was originally brought out by Ben Swan on Truth and Media. And I read the article, and it's talking about the Pentagon now has this chip that supposedly can detect a virus coming on you, this COVID-19 virus. Well, and they want to implant it in people, of course, with the idea that it helps these people. You know, it alerts them, or alerts, I guess, your doctor, or alerts the Pentagon, or the local feds, or state authorities, or the health department, that, or maybe the WHO, you know, the World Health Organization, or the CDC, that you've got COVID, or that it's coming on you. Well, you know, you can have this stuff, but not have the viral load required to make you sick. You could have it and not know it, but maybe this chip would report it. I mean, talk about getting dangerous. I mean, here's this thing reporting to some authority that you have COVID, and you're not sick. You don't feel sick. You're still fairly very operable. You have no idea, and that all goes for this testing too. What kind of disease is it that's so bad that you have to be tested to know if you've even got it? You know, I think I've covered this once before where they're offering free tests to see if you have it. Let me tell you, I'm not scared of something I don't even know if I have it or not. I'm sorry. I mean, if I don't feel sick, I'm not sick. I mean, what's that old saying? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. There's a lot of wisdom to that. Don't be fooling around with it if you're not broke. If you're not sick, don't be playing around with all this stuff. I mean, didn't God create us with some of this? Let's face it, we live in a universe filled with viruses and germs, and we've been doing it since the beginning of time. God has already made us to deal with those kind of things. And now man has come up with these really smart ideas that's going to alert some authority or some entity, or maybe you can't enter a building unless your chip reports that you don't have COVID-19 or some other disease. See, the thing, once they get this ball rolling with the idea that that government has authority to chip you and to mess with your DNA in order for you to go into a public building or a public space or leave your home without reporting this information, you're in bad shape already. Because that means that they're just going to keep doing these things. They're going to keep putting more and more chips or upgrading your chip, or it's never ending. And pretty soon you're just going to be a walking transmitter that transmits everything you do and everything you have. And they're going to be uploading currency to you if you're a good compliant slave. You adopt all their ideas and do as they say, then you'll get credit. and you'll be able to take to enter a store and purchase something with your credit, your federal credit. So, you know, I mean, this is really dangerous stuff, and we shouldn't let the camel's nose under the tent for this kind of stuff. We ought to just lop the camel's nose clean off. We shouldn't be doing this stuff. And they're guilty. They know it because they've been manipulating all the data on this stuff to prove that we have a pandemic. Well, and I also noticed this other, James Fetzer had put out an article today too. It was produced by William D. Berg, I believe, and it was posted at James Fetzer. And I think he had a video on it also that was another Ben Swan video, Truth in Media, at the same article. But this was on the pandemic that wasn't. That was the title of the article. And I thought it was pretty good because it showed how the COVID-19 thing has not increased the death toll for the whole world or any particular nation in it any more than previous years before the COVID-19 appearance. So it's all made up. They've been taking the reclassifying the diseases and saying that it was a result of deaths were a result of COVID instead of heart disease or pneumonia or other flus, the normal flus. So they played with the statistics, and we know that they've been playing with the numbers of cases that are reported, because even the Collin County the judge caught them on that, and the several people that work at the Collin County place have caught them and shown. Yeah, okay, we do have a caller. We'll bring him on in just a minute. And so I think maybe we'll just bring him on now, because I've probably said enough about that too. Okay, Darren, how you doing?
Hello, good afternoon.
Yes, what's happening? What's happening up in Illinois?
It's another beautiful day. Hey,
good.
I hate to interrupt your train of thought. I just wanted to share this with your audience and with you. It's somewhat related to what you're talking, exactly related to what you're talking about. I heard about this website on the internet back in 2007 called Facebook, and I joined it. You know, I registered my name and I put my picture on there, and that was 14 years ago. So I've had a Facebook account for 14 years, and when I first got on there, there weren't many people I knew that were on there. It wasn't very active, but now it's a very active format for people to interact. And I just got notified today that my account has been disabled. I can no longer access Facebook. I can no longer access any of the features of Facebook. I'm done. They locked it out. They gave me an appeal.
Darren, you've been a bad boy.
but the thing is, I don't say profane things. I'm not a filthy person. I do share videos and memes that call out the fraud of the COVID hoax, and that is impermissible. That is not allowed. And I did hear in the news just a few days ago that Facebook and Twitter, namely, were going to step up their policing of pandemic skeptics on their forums. Well, they're not kidding. That is an absolute fact. So if there are people in your audience,
you're a victim of it. Then you're a victim of this. Hang on, Darren, because we got to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
A snappy little tune there, Julie. Thank you. All right. You still with us, Darren?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I am.
Yes. So, you got kicked off of Facebook here for being kind of a COVID skeptic. So, you're proof that they're stepping up their policing and getting rid of the COVID skeptics. Is there anything else you want to add about that or some more about the topic?
Well, It was a neat resource in that you could reconnect with people who've been in your life that you haven't seen in years, you know, to keep families in touch with one another. I mean, there were positive aspects to Facebook and its popularity. On the other hand, my first sense when I realized that I was done with Facebook was a sense of relief because I have wasted so much time in that format.
I think we all could feel that. Yes, there's a lot of time gets spent in Facebook, And you wonder, where's the result? And you know, you get a bunch of friends, you get 1,000 friends on there or something, and there's so much material on there that if you put something on it, it gets wasted in an ocean, a sea of material, and nobody ever, if 6 or 8 people see it, you're lucky.
Yeah, it's a very good point. Ultimately, I feel as though I've been set free, in a sense, from the cruel bondage of Facebook, in a manner of speaking. I mean, I don't miss it. But I did want to share this with your audience. If some people do value that resource, they may consider policing themselves, or find themselves not being able to utilize it any further. You know,
One thing that's undoubtable about it is we are creating our own private and public dossier by going on there and putting all the things we believe and all the things we think on there. And I in a way, it's kind of good that you get to express this stuff on there, but it's always reviewable. It's left up there. They have a record of it. So all we do is kind of like build a dossier there, and it can be looked up by virtually anybody. And
you know what I liken that to, though, is the book of Daniel, when they outlawed praying to any god but the king, and
yes.
Daniel opened his windows. Daniel opened his windows and he prayed to the God of heaven. You know,
yeah.
And just hey, watch what I'm doing, okay? Unashamed,
yeah.
unabashed, and I—that's what I likened it to. That's how I justified it to myself, because
yes.
I realize that they are putting together a psychological profile. Who is this person? And it doesn't go away. But I'm not ashamed of who I am. I believe in God, and I believe in the risen Son of God, in Jesus
Amen.
Christ. I believe these things, and I'll to my dying breath. I won't. Change my tune on that, and that they know that doesn't trouble me in the least.
Doesn't bother you, does it? Yeah. Well, I like
it,
that, Darren. I'm in full agreement with you. I think that's, yeah. Well, I hate that you got kicked off of there in a way, because, you know, you could be my friend, Darren, on there. I'm still on there, and I wonder why I'm still there, because I got a lot of stuff on there that I have a feeling that they wouldn't like, you know.
Yeah, I did just recently hear this in the news that they're going to step that up. The COVID skeptics are going to get brushed off. So
yes,
just heads
well,
up on that. And I thank
I may
you,
not
sir,
be
for
on there
forum.
Much longer either. Then.
Yeah, we'll see. You know, we'll see. But I do believe this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Yep.
And
yep.
There's a lot more coming.
Yeah. Yes, I do too. Well, thanks for calling in, Darren. I appreciate that. And feel free to call in anytime. We'd love to hear from you. So take care up there.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Uh-huh. Okay. Well, that was very nice and kind of disturbing information. Not that we don't all know that they're policing that, but I hope they don't kick a whole bunch of people off of there for that. And we're going to have Mark Anderson, who's got his own show here on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. He's going to join us after the bottom of the hour here. So anyway, let's see. I was talking about there was another article on RBN about PCR tests. You can be vaccinated during a PCR test. Now, that sounds kind of scary, too. And I've never liked the way they jam that stick up your nose. I don't want to do that. Okay, we'll be right back after this.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited-time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Another segment here of Search for Lawful Government at RBN. I think we have Mark Anderson with us for the last half of the show here. Are you here, Mark?
Body, mind, and spirit? Yeah.
Okay, man. Glad to have you on my show for the first time. That's kind of cool. That's kind of cool, man.
There's an old comeback on that. It's great to be had.
Yes. Okay. And two drummers. And Julie plays some good music here for me. I see she changes it up kind of often too. I like that. So
yeah. I like that one. If I can't help but comment, it says you took my cigarettes, you took my money too, and I think he's talking about a girl, but that could be the government.
They, right. Absolutely.
Cigarettes, yeah. And then they take your money through taxes. So you took my money, you took my cigarettes, Uncle Sam. What the heck? You know, it could be about that. So.
Well, taxes, but what about unlawful taxes? You know, I don't mind them if they take my taxes for legitimate government functions and it's real taxes, real lawful. What happens when these taxes, the ones they call them taxes, what happens when they, like you say, confiscate your property and call it a tax? I mean, you don't confiscate people's property and then call it a tax. I mean, these people are geniuses at misnaming things. You know, I mean, we could write a book on just the misnomers used by unlawful government. I mean, how they twist your brain up around what these things are. You know, take your property and call it a property tax, and they confiscate your property and charge you a rent on it, and then call you the owner instead of the vassal subject. And they're worry, the landlord, you know.
They worry about your AR-15 when they can blow the world up five times over, but your AR-15 is the problem.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. So, hey, you had a topic, too. I'm interested in anybody that's got a topic. And you've got one. What was it? The president, let's call him, not, you can't call this. Mr. Biden wants to do what?
Yeah, that's a more play on words, right? President Biden. There's another one of their word games.
Exactly.
you just don't run out of them, man. They got a million of them. But, oh, yeah, he right before my show yesterday, Stop the Presses, Biden came on TV. I'll just say Biden. And gave about a 16-minute announcement, not altogether disagreeable, that he says May 1st he's going to pull U.S. troops out of Afghanistan for good. They've been there through four presidents, two Republicans, two Democrats. It's time to take them out. I don't disagree. Just because he said it doesn't mean I disagree with the concept. But the thing is that, okay, number one, we're in the 20th year of 9/11. Let's not forget that. This is 9/11 at 20 here. So
that's
it's
right.
It's time to reflect. And, you know, the fact that they said that all of that came out of Afghanistan, that that was the country of origin of the so-called 9/11 attacks, of course, that's a falsification. So it was a fraud to be there to begin with. So it's good that he's pulling us out of a 20-year fraud. That's big of him. How magnanimous. But the thing is it's, you know, they're calling whoever the president is. This is resident pretender in chief, Mr. Biden. But whoever the president is, they say he's commander in chief. Well, that's supposed to be only when called into service when the Congress officially and constitutionally declares war. Unless that happens, he's not commander in chief. So if the president's calling himself commander in chief 24/7, 365, nonstop, quasi-permanently, that means one of two things. Either it's just a mislabeling and it's like a, you know, kind of an honorary title that's not accurate, or it means in a twisted way, he's commander-in-chief only because we're constantly at war. In other words, the U.S. is never not at war. So which is it? It's probably the latter. The U.S. is really never not at war. And especially now that war has expanded into soft power, psychological warfare, mass media warfare, medicinal warfare, like with COVID. It's not just bombs and guns anymore. It's, and as a matter of fact, most warfare doesn't involve bombs and guns and bullets anymore. So it's really broken into new vistas here, you might say. But, you know, realistically, I think it's because the U.S. doesn't declare war, because why would you declare war if you're always at war? So that's my take on it.
Oh, that's a pretty good analysis. Yeah, I really like that. Why would you declare war if you're constantly at war? And why would you bring it up? I mean, the government are those who are really, and I hate to pretend here too that people up in Washington D.C. sitting in these official offices are actually running the government. Are running the country. They are not running the country, as it's been said before by others, that the Washington, D.C. and everything that goes on there is nothing but theater. It's theater for the entertainment of the slaves. It's almost like the football games and all that stuff. It's just another theater. and those that are really running it, you don't see them. You don't hear from them or see them, but they are running all of it in the background. And Washington, D.C. does the dance to this tune that they play. And so, yeah, and why go up to the Congress and try to convince people that there's a war going on and that you've been harmed, and that due to the harm that this it's caused a state of war against you? See, they don't have to prove that anymore. They don't prove that there's an actual war, and that somebody's been that an American asset or an American has been harmed, or their property or whatever, by a foreign country. They just don't do that, and they don't seek a declaration of war. And I think you made a good point. When you're constantly at war, why would you need to? It would point out that, oh, we weren't at war before. You know, I mean, I thought, you know, so they just, and if you call the president the commander in chief at all times, well, that must mean you're in a war all the time, because he's only commander in chief during a declared war.
There you go. Yeah, it's this is how they do it. I think that's a good analogy. You know, it's almost like the U.S. Congress, and I've been there many times in the Senate chamber and the House chamber. It's almost like you're in the Roman Colosseum, and those are the gladiators, but they're legislators, and they're out there duking it out for our twisted, rather ironic kind of infotainment. What's wrong with us if that's entertainment? But nevertheless, that the ones giving the thumbs up and thumbs down like Caesar up in the stands are the international bankers, and that's not totally far-fetched. In the UK, they're more obvious about it. A lot of people don't know that in the UK Parliament, they have something called the Remembrancer. Yes, you heard correct, the Remembrancer. Who is the Remembrancer? He is a representative of the Bank of England who sits in on Parliament with the wig on, and he's up with the big guys, with the clerk, and he is there to make sure that they don't touch the Bank of England, and that is not a joke.
I did not know that. That is pretty obvious. I mean, that's intolerable, I would think. That's totally intolerable.
Yeah, and so if any of these backbenchers or frontbenchers in the House of Lords or House of Commons, if they get too close, my friends in the UK say that they get a little phone call, or maybe worse. And so they're more explicit there, you know, that the real thumbs up or thumbs down of Caesar in the stands overlooking the gladiators is ultimately the banksters and those in their employ and those in their orbit. And they're just more honest about it in the UK with this Remembrancer representing the City of London, the Square Mile, the banking community within Greater London, of course. So, you know, there you go. But yeah, your lawful government concept here for your show, Ron, is great. This is the first time I've been on, and it's important to look at the principles and not just the headlines.
Yes, and that it's sometimes difficult to stay on that track, and also sometimes the things I want to get into to talk about principles of government seem far away from what's going on. I mean, most people would kind of go, what has that got to do with anything going on? So sometimes I'm a little reluctant. Like today, I kind of wanted to talk about sovereign immunity when it applies and all that kind of thing. And but people, I think a lot of people would be scratching their heads. Here we are in the midst of a huge government fraud and mass media cartel fraud called COVID-19 pandemic and other fraud, that the open borders thing where people are flooding in, and here I am talking about sovereign immunity. You know, what is that? Well, in reality, it's very serious, because that's the kind of stuff that prevents you from from fixing government from the judiciary side of things. I mean, it's one of the only few ways you have of correcting government is by the judiciary. But if they throw you out of the courts on sovereign immunity, that ruins it.
Yeah. It's,
it prevents you from correcting government from the judiciary.
Yeah, correcting government. How do you do that, right? One thing that's important to keep in mind, that for every policy you hear, and there's a lot of good thinkers that have talked about this over the decades, for every policy you hear, there is a philosophy behind the policy. Virtually every policy grows out of some kind of philosophy. Like the globalists and the global cities movement and whatnot, they'll say that, we want the World Bank and the IMF to so arrange the banking system that if a country wants to be bailed out by the IMF, they have to have more encouragement of taking women out of the home and into the workforce. See, so there's a philosophy behind that policy. So they want to de-Christianize women and get them away from the Christian philosophy of the main function, not the sole function, but the main function being a mother and a wife, and take them out of the mother and wife role and put them into the big bad world. And if the country doesn't have that kind of social setup, then they won't get the bailout from the IMF. So they won't explicitly say they're trying to de-Christianize the country, but that's what they're doing.
And they go into other things too. As you know, they go into who owns the factories or who's what you have to put up for the credit and that kind of thing. It gets into the whole structure of their country.
Yeah, and it dictates to them what kind of country they can be. So that is a philosophy that leads to the banking policy. I've seen it firsthand. I covered the World Bank and IMF 10 years ago this month. And it was interesting. They had currencies from around the world that looked like they were in a cage in this glass display. It looked like the currencies were caged or behind bars, the way it was designed. It was very curious, to say the least.
Yeah, that's freaky. That's also that's too obvious, you know. So are you saying let's get back to so Biden's going to actually pull out the troops out of Afghanistan?
Yeah, he announced it yesterday. They broke into the soap operas, the novellas, as they call them in Espanol. And I thought, even I was offended. Hey, I was watching that, you know, but Biden comes in and he was in the exact room, the treaty room of the White House, they said, that W. Bush was in, the real bright bulb of the lamb shop and the Bush family there, good old W. He was in that same room 20 years ago when he announced that we were sending troops to Afghanistan because we were so certain that 9/11 was launched by Osama and some of his confreres in a distant cave using a few antennae and a few batteries, a dead cat, an anvil, and some marble. We had all that nailed down, so we knew we had to send these troops into Afghanistan, and Bush did that 20 years ago in that room. So Biden was there in that same room yesterday, Ron, saying, now we're coming out. This has been four presidents we've been in there. It's America's longest war. We're pulling out. But as I covered on yesterday's show, and I don't want to take up too much of your time here, he's indicating there's going to be soft power replacing the hard power. So in other words, soft power is the diplomatic machinery, intelligence, surveillance, the different NGOs, non-governmental organizations that go in there and try and remold Afghan society. And then they'll probably get some sort of international funding, and I'm sure they have already, and they'll be made to modify their society. You can just about bet a case of beer on that one. So Afghanistan will be modified according to the Western mold.
Unbelievable. Yeah, that's just That's crazy how they've done all this over jets running into two skyscrapers and knocking down three skyscrapers. And it's one con job after another now. It's just turned out that this is the way government or nations are run today, by events. And we've touched on this on your show too. It's an eventocracy. They grab power and assert power that they wouldn't be able to do otherwise. Certainly using governmental channels, they use events. And it's easier to pay for an event. It's easier to get people to go along with some kind of emotional reaction to an event than to make good sound logic on the floor. I mean, how could you say we want to go into Afghanistan because we don't like what they're doing over there and take their stuff and remold their government into something we like? I mean, who would buy that on the face of it? So what you do is you knock down some skyscrapers and actually blow them up. We have proof that the things fell at free fall acceleration, especially on World Trade Center 7. 47 stories tall, collapses at free fall acceleration for 2.25 seconds, meaning all structural resistance was removed at one time. You don't do that with a plane crash on two adjacent buildings. So, I mean, and now we've got COVID-19. They've seized a lot of power through some virus that's virtually non-lethal, and then they cheat on the statistics and reclassify diseases so that they pump it up and make it look like a pandemic. Never happened. And they grab all that power from that. It's amazing how they're able to get away with this stuff. People just keep buying it.
Yeah, it is. It's tragic event response, government policy. Tragic event response, government policy. And they make sure to ram through that policy when people are still confused, minimally informed, emotionally distraught. And they ram it through before you have time to think. Well, Afghanistan did it. Let's get over there. The Taliban, they did it. You know, on the other side of the world, they were able to engineer this sophisticated operation in Manhattan, Washington, D.C., and something very strange up in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where you have the first plane crash ever with no debris at all, not a seat, not a magazine, not a coffee cup, not a tail, not a wing, not a a brooch on a woman's shirt, not a headband on a hippie's head, not a tennis shoe, not anything. I mean, these materials don't just go away. I mean, the engines especially, they don't just disappear.
Well, they said it dove into the ground. I think, actually, Mark, I think I'm going to try to get Richard Gage on our show next week. And maybe even Christopher Bolin or something too. Since it's the 20th year, like you say, of 9/11, I'd like to, you know, get some of these guys on and talk about what they've been doing. And some of it, I mean, the architects and engineers are still red hot on this stuff and still doing stuff and bringing up, you know, this latest report on Building 7 from the University of Alaska. So, we need to cover that and show the similarities between COVID-19 scam and the 9/11 scam.
Yeah, it's a pattern. Above all, it's a pattern, and it's the way human beings are wired. The powers that be know they can use it with great effect, especially with the mass media cartel having their one size fits all narrative and asking no meaningful questions. So they can simply, you know, have a specter of fear, engineer the fear, put the policy in place while the fear is still fever pitch hot. And then by then it's too late to ask any questions that could make any difference. And it's too late for Congress to do anything except give their so-called approval, which is not the same thing as a declaration of war. What's been done, of course, and I mentioned it yesterday, is there's the authorization for military force, the authorization for use of military force, the AUMF. It's just a blank check that's written for each president. And all they have to do is the president just says we're going to war. Congress acts not proactively, but reactively, and then says later, and usually we have military assets already on the way or in the enemy country, then Congress will go, oh, yeah, okay, we approve of this. But their approval was never needed. It was never sought. It's just a bunch of window dressing. With that AUMF, it's just a blank check, and now the president has taken war-making power away from Congress altogether and is the permanent commander-in-chief. So they can just, the eventocracy, there's the bad event, the terrorist attack, emotions run high. The president just gives the nod. The forces go out. Congress meets reactively rather than proactively. The damage is done. It's too late to do anything about it. You can't reverse course. And then you're in another Afghanistan, another 20 years. And that's the thing about Biden. He says we're getting out of Afghanistan, but if he's not going to get rid of the AUMF, and he's going to be, like other presidents, a permanent commander-in-chief, then there's going to be another Afghanistan-like, imbroglio here, or some sort of another occupation there. Who knows what country will be next?
Yeah. What was the AUMF? I'm sorry, again, what was that?
The authorization to use military force. It's a standing order that the president can use to take us to war at any time.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. And then I think they did in Iraq, when they went to Iraq, they passed a resolution, what they call it, resolution in support of the giving the president power to do all this stuff. But that's not a declaration of war, a resolution giving up their authority to declare war to the president. I mean, a lot of this stuff is just, it's just paper, and it's not done properly, and it's getting us in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, simply by ignoring the principle, it's getting us into all sorts of trouble. If there was a clear declaration of war by the Congress and there was a clear delineation of authority, then the president would have to wait his turn and would have to wait for Congress to receive public input and carefully deliberate, and then cooler heads could prevail. And then most likely, if we got involved at all, it would be less serious, and it wouldn't be 20 years, and maybe it wouldn't happen at all. And then the whole eventocracy thing could be dialed down.
I agree. Well, thanks for coming on the show, Mark, and helping me out. And maybe we can even get into this deeper later on.
Absolutely. Everybody have a good one. Thanks, Ron.
You bet. Thanks. See you next week.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.